And in three, two, one. Hello? Woo!
Is this Woo! Just... Sorry, natural instinct.
I figured we just go in.
Do some woos.
Oh, this is it?
Go through, bust down, let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do it. Hello? Welcome to Painfully Tight. It's me. Knees.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I'm me. You can call me Cash or Sean. I'll take either.
And this voice belongs to Javon.
That was oddly soft. I don't know how you did that. You put just a little bit of softness on it. I would describe this intro as unorthodox.
Unorthodox, but I think regardless of how unorthodox it needs, the point that needs to be driven home is that it's Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yep. That's what I want to be driven home. I know this is a this is going to be a very fight talk dominated episode, but it's Cinco de Mayo today, and I feel like not enough people have been.
It's pretty
giving a damn.
Lowly acknowledged Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, where's the spirit? Where's the spirit?
I had to explain to someone what Cinco de Mayo stood, like, what it translated to. Which is when I realized, I was like, alright, come on, where's the awareness for Cinco de Mayo these days? I thought that was pretty...
It literally means the 5th of May.
The 5th of May.
Yeah, you can't forget it.
It's like 4th of July.
I don't understand how you can forget it. You forgot it.
I forget a lot of things, though.
Well, guess there's, yeah. Because one thing that we haven't acknowledged is, out of all three of us, there's a thing, like a little meeting, a little moment we had, where everyone asked me to put my schedule in time tree so we could see about availability. Just never did. Just everyone else got theirs in there. Everyone had their periods of like, oh, I got mine. I forgot mine this time. I just never did. I got the app and was like, I'm going to start using this. And I was like, I wonder if me and Vaughn started using it. Never did.
Oh, I've been using it.
That's what I realized.
I just used that as my regular calendar app now.
Yeah, he mentioned it the other day. You said it when you were texting me. That's when I had to realize it. Like, wow, so I just...
But yeah, it's been a while since Niece has been on an episode.
Welcome back, Niece.
And that's part of the reason we have her on the episode. It's Cinco de Mayo. So we got some drinks as well. We're sipping while we're recording this time.
We had, went through... because, I'm wet leg. That's what you know about me. The other name you can call me besides Cash and or Sean is Wet Legs. Did we ever reference what her thing is besides, because Knees is like the personal nickname that I coined. What's her cast appointed? Do we have one?
Well, you're part of the cast and you appointed that to me, so I feel like that counts.
Yeah, that's the one we're using.
Yeah.
Okay, well then... That sends me back to you because we kind of moved off of that in one of the other episodes. You just don't have one.
I have
just
so many.
Really?
Yeah.
His can just be the man of many names.
They recently were giving me new ones.
Wow.
How's it been? We need to catch up from from Knees.
And not too bad. School. Was working, and then sprained my ankle, so I haven't been working as much, but I'm back to work now.
How'd you sprain your ankle?
Existing, honestly. I'm pretty sure it was an old injury that I never actually took proper care of that came back to bite me. Damn. And it just got to a point where my ankle's like, ha, nope.
You're done.
That sucks.
Yeah. But
it's better now?
Yeah, it's better now. Got to take some time off. Rested up, healed up, got me a sturdy ankle support.
That's good.
Type dealio,
yeah. You doing anything with your time off?
Homework. Got some of that done.
Okay, that's good.
Really mostly just been resting,
recovering. Alright.
Yeah, good. Recovering. I have been working on stuff, but I'm not going into it yet because it's still in too earlier stages to, I got stuff coming. It's still in early stages. Keep up with us on social media and you'll find out when we get there.
Yep. Okay. All right. Cool. Let's see. What else? What else are you catching us up on? That's a pretty good catch up, right? That's a solid catch up.
Yeah. That's good. It's good too. You've been doing good. You've been following any fighting?
Yeah.
Not as much as I'd like to. Because I'm having trouble following life as well.
Yeah, you're pretty busy.
Yeah.
You're seeing some of these, right? Though. You're getting
I'm able to see some fights here and there.
At least you're good.
Yeah.
We can ask that.
So this fight that just passed, I didn't see the whole fight. I just saw the finish. But the Dominic Reyes versus Jiri, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce his last name.
I'm not going to do it myself. I don't butcher people's names.
I know it starts with P.
Jiri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a cool enough first name that you can just call him Jiri. Yeah. Jiri P.
Kind of has some swag to it.
And first off, vicious. Vicious.
Yeah.
Completely.
That's not where I would have started, but yeah, vicious.
Yeah. Vicious. Where would you have started?
Well, we could give him the nickname of Man with the Ponytail Stick. So that's why I would describe that. That's just where I would start it, because I just couldn't move past it. I'm sorry.
Honestly, it low-key reminds me of, like, just a kendo stick.
Because the white wraps on there, yeah.
Like, wow, Tommy Dreamer fan much?
Definitely vicious, but I would have said scary, because his approach, him is just what he's coming in there to do from the looks of it, is just, all right, I'm going to storm you, see how long you can take me storming you.
Yeah.
I'm not worried that much about what you're doing to me, so how are you taking me storming you?
And he's just throwing a lot of heat with everything.
Because he's so long.
Is he?
He looks pretty long.
He did look pretty long.
I want to say that's what was giving Reyes trouble, because he's like, all right, I'm normally a little longer, and I'm normally more aggressive. When he's excelling, Reyes is normally more aggressive, I feel like.
He was just getting chased down.
Yeah. And that's kind of where we were going with this. Where were we looking at with Reyes?
How many he's lost this fight. Lost the fight against Yan.
Yan. Got bombed on.
In a similar fashion.
And obviously
he lost the fight to John Jones, which was a good performance.
Mm-hmm. That puts him at 3 losses, because that was his first, right?
So were those in a row? Pretty sure it was in a row. So that means 3 losses in a row, 2 of them being knockouts.
Oh, it's not good.
2 of them being knockouts.
It's not good.
And this last one being like a devastating,
pretty violent looking, yeah. And he did hit his head, didn't he? He just kind of crumpled.
Yeah, he completely.
Yeah.
Just nosedive, head forehead into the mat.
Young. I mean, he's like 29, maybe. Or he's not that young.
I think he's like 30.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know why I'm billing him that young. I don't really know him like that. Ah, man.
The good thing is that the division isn't that deep. True. So going back to the bottom of the barrel doesn't mean falling that far.
Based on the promise that it seemed that he was like booked, if you were booked to have, do you think, or I shouldn't have worded it that way, but do you think he wins a championship? Do you think he can the way it's looking right now, Ray is decently young into his career. I might even make him younger in age, but young into his career.
I never had him that high.
I know that. That's why I'm like, do you think that the reason I worried that way is because I'm like, the build and the way they were speculating, he's championship material, like, hands down. That's the way they were building him, kind of.
Yeah, well, I mean, knocked out Chris Weidman, a middleweight. Knocked out OSP. But, I mean, that's been done before. Yeah, it's not kind of special. But that was it. You didn't really have any other...
It was just that those were good knockouts. They were pretty good. They were highlight worthy. They were unexpected.
And then he had the... I feel like you can't say a good performance against Jones. I mean, he still lost the fight.
Still, but was... you can respect it, because it's like he didn't really back away.
Yeah, no.
He brought the fight.
It was a good performance as far as showing his skills and everything, mm-hmm. Yeah. But he still... You watch the fight, he could have... like you said, for how he was being sold, it should have been that close.
Yeah. And if I can remember correctly, or I should be like, I can't remember it, because what was the most significant like thing he did to John? Damage. Didn't really... I mean, I can't fully...
He kind of fought John how these guys have been fighting him. He kind of was, like you said, he was aggressive.
Yeah, that's what you can... That's what I meant by respectable, though. You got to be ready to do that with Jan. Knowing how violent he is, you got to come... You got to have some type of confidence to be like, I'm going to just chase him.
For Reyes, he's on his way to... he's on his way to Bellator.
You think maybe just him going down a weight class, maybe two or up, depending on what his natural size is, you know?
He looks like he could afford to go down. But he looks like he's also one of those fighters who aren't that disciplined with their diet. He also looks like he could possibly go up if he wanted to, but he would have to, he would either get fat or he would have to put on some muscle. He's kind of in a weird size like that.
Gotcha.
I feel like going down could help, because what I really saw when he was getting hyped up was that those dubs that he got, he got those because he was able to use his length, which is was his biggest factor at a certain point in time. So he can keep using his length on dude's small weight class, but I can go off. But yeah. I can make some out of it.
Yeah. That's true.
Because that's how he was getting those. He was like, if he could
make it to middleweight.
Kind of surprisingly quick.
But you got to think, Bellator, I'm just saying, if I was looking at decisions for him, Bellator... You have a weight class that's competitive, but it's not going to be the same level of competition that you're facing in the UFC. You're going to be getting paid more. At the level of fighter that he is, like, he's most likely not going to be headlining any cards for a while. Nah. He just lost three straight. So... For the level of fighter that he is, he's going to definitely get paid more in Bellator.
Yeah. Probably be doing a solid job.
Older fighters.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Probably going to get the belt, honestly.
You might.
Probably going to get it. Might lose it. Might lose it.
Most likely.
Probably going to get it, though.
So, yeah. He has options, but most likely not in the UFC light heavyweight division.
Probably not. Probably not.
The card coming up this weekend. Predictions?
Yes. Whew, you know what?
You're going to have to remind me who's on this card.
Pull those up.
And you know what? A lot of times, see, what will happen is Javon will like to start it off by getting everyone else's picks and finish up. So we're going to try and reverse that, get him to give his picks first. So for each one, we're going to try and get him to do his and then follow with some picks of our own.
Well, it's going to be me and you. I don't know if Nia knows most of these people.
Okay,
well,
then,
if you can, then we'll
then
have to
I'll
wait.
Read the card.
All right, then.
Yeah, because some of the people I know, some I don't. I'll read the card, and then you each...
You can still weigh in, like you said. Some of you know, so you can weigh in.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, wait, is that the right one?
No, that's May 15th. I was going to say, wait a second. He's not on this card.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Trying to ignore it.
All right, so we're going to start at the beginning of the card, work our way to the main event.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be Amanda Ribas versus Angela Hill.
I'm going to go with Amanda because commentators don't normally have good records once they become commentators. Well, they normally don't have good records before they become commentators.
Yeah, it's kind of.
So that
normally why
yeah, normally carries on.
Well, just because of pattern reasons, I'm gonna say Angela because she's one of those people who win whenever I'm like, no, they're not gonna win. Whenever I'm pretty much looking someone over, I mean looking her over is when she wins. So Angela.
And Amanda's pretty gritty too. That's the other reason I'm picking her.
All right, cool. So, next to fight, Carlos Diego Ferreira versus Gregor Gillespie.
Do you know the dimensions? Do you know?
I don't. Let's see. Can you check that?
Can I?
Is that it? Oh, cool.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to go with Gregor.
All right. Sorry, be the complicated guy.
Well, let me go ahead and read the tail of the tape before we put in officials then. So we've got Carlos at 5'8", 155, with a 74-inch reach. And then we've got Gillespie at 5'6", with a 71-inch reach. And it's only like a 2-year age difference. Carlos is 36, Gillespie is 34.
I'm kind of leaning towards Carlos. I'm leaning towards Carlos.
Okay. Is this going to be a split card?
Might be a split card.
Interesting.
The vibe is telling me to pick Carlos.
I think this is going to be a split card. Maybe we should do a wager.
Maybe we should have a little bit of a wager, huh?
Yeah. An on-air wager.
Maybe
we had one before. We didn't keep up with it, though.
The loser has to drink one of these nasty drinks that we're drinking right now.
All by themselves?
All by themselves.
Ah.
Okay. Next card.
Wait.
About that.
Yeah,
by the way, I'm writing down your guys' picks well.
Good.
And who knows, maybe we'll put them on Twitter for the accountability's sake.
Yes.
All right. So, next card. We've got... Or not card. Next fight, we've got Maurice Green versus Marcos Rogério de... It's cutting off. Hang on.
De Lima, I believe.
De Lima?
Yeah, De Lima.
Name.
Yeah, it's De Lima.
Okay. I feel like I know De Lima. But I can't be sure, so I kind of can't
wait.
I like
Maurice Green. I'm going to choose Maurice
Definitely don't know Maurice Green, so I'm going to go De Lima.
He looks kind of like a creative fighter to me.
Okay, so you're going Green?
No, I'm going with Green.
You're going Green, okay.
Yeah. I'm going De Lima because if he's the guy that I'm thinking of, he's pretty good. Kind of violent.
It's kind of crazy, like, what does that mean, Rogério de Lima? Like, your last name is like a phrase.
Oh, that might be Lima, like Lima, Peru. So like Roger of Lima.
Yeah, like something of Lima, you know.
Lima.
That's kind of crazy, right?
Wow.
Like in modern times, that's someone's name.
Mm-hmm.
Your name is like a little...
Yeah, a phrase.
Okay, but then also consider Hawaiian names.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a name. It's just a name. It's not saying like... Your name is saying where you're from. In your name.
Yeah.
All right.
So like being Kamanawai of Hawaii.
Yeah.
That sounds way more like, whoa.
It seems like a given title. Yeah. Like someone's renaming you.
All right. So next fight, we've got Neil Magny versus Jeff Neal.
Battle of the Neals.
Yep.
What's funny is, I didn't say this because I was saving for the podcast. It's very weird. Every time I've ever seen them, I haven't seen Jeff Neal that many times. But I've, for the amount of times I've known both of them, I've been waiting for this. I'm pretty sure I manifested it. I've been waiting for it.
I never considered it. I don't know why. I just never was thinking about it ever happening.
I'm practically a kid, so just me being hearing Neal in both names was like, they should go against each other. So I've been waiting for this. I'm picking Jeff Neal.
Yeah, me too.
I'm on the Jeff Neal train.
Jeff Neal.
And I'm on there so much, I'm okay with people hearing me say it. We can go back. If he fails, if he has a pretty trash career after this, well, you'll remember me being like, I'm on Jeff Neal bandwagon.
All right, so this is the first fight y'all have had the same pick.
Okay.
Now, we're on to the co-main event. Donald Cerrone versus Alex Morono.
So, Alex Morono is the step-in for Diego Sanchez. Because Diego Sanchez wasn't a part of that. Thought it might have been Kevin Holland for a while. But not Kevin Holland. He ain't going to be able to make weight. Not that fast.
Nah.
So he's going to fight Alex Morono. I'm pretty sure dude's like a up-and-comer. I don't know.
He has the... this might not make sense. He has the name of a jiu-jitsu guy. A guy who has jiu-jitsu skills.
I have no idea.
You know, it does kind of give off that vibe. It does a little bit.
Whoever was going to step in was stepping in to face a very motivated Donald Cerrone.
So you're feeling like he's getting that done.
Cerrone, yeah.
Whoever's about to face him is about to face him pretty bad. Like
that's the reason why they only could get Morono. Think about it. This is the co-main event. That was going to be a big fight. They couldn't get anyone to accept that fight. No, everyone knew that they were going to be getting a really strong Cerrone that night.
It's almost sad. I'm thinking he's going to win. It kind of feels like there's a lot of scenarios where dudes were kind of walking into getting pieced up by Cerrone.
That's what this feels like.
It's about to happen.
So you're picking Cerrone?
I'm picking Cerrone.
Yeah. All right.
Two.
Finally, the main event. Marina Rodriguez versus Michelle Waterson.
I'm ready to hear this.
Michelle Waterson.
Do you know the other lady?
Not very well.
No. So you're picking thighs.
Yeah. I'm picking karate hottie.
Thighs and kicks.
Mm-hmm.
And aggression. Because I feel like she's pretty...
Strength.
She's pretty... yeah, that's...
Well-rounded.
Decent summary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
picking Michelle. I really like how... She is basically the embodiment of like Benson Henderson's game. She's the only person who's able to have a game similar to Benson Henderson that I've ever seen.
Because that's pretty select. You'd have to be
given the skill ingredients. Set.
Yeah.
And like attributes to have.
You'd have to be given the base builds to pull it off, I feel like. You know Benson Henderson, right?
I know, I've seen a couple fights.
Oh. I was under the assumption that you knew. He has big legs. That's the main similarity we're drawing here. Yeah, we're both picking Michelle Waterson.
All right.
Yeah. So I guess there'll be no wagers. only do wagers on big fights. I don't wager on the beginning of the card fights.
That's well, not true. I was going to say we well, fought before for sure.
Could always take main co-main. How's it going to finish?
Good.
But we definitely won't be betting on these nasty old drinks then. That yeah, definitely
no, part. It's not worth that. So I'm not going to be doing any wagers. Just going right. to be finishing this nasty old drink.
Wow. Should we go ahead and disclose what nasty everybody. Drink it
happy
is?
Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de
Mayo. Or should we keep that to ourselves?
Yeah, Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Where's your drink? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This ain't here. I know it looks like Gatorade, but there was a drink I had the other night and didn't finish. And it was in like a can, and I didn't want to just put an open can.
So you have leftover alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, but it's because I haven't been hydrating good enough. It's hard to drink lots of alcohol when you're not hydrated well.
I've been hydrating pretty good. But I gotta say, it's pretty annoying because how can I put this? I sleep a lot now. I wish it wasn't that way. I sleep a lot now, and I wish it wasn't so interrupted. I get up a lot to pee. Feel like an old man.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, the hydration levels, it matters. It really does matter. Because it changes your energy levels. You feel different. You feel energized. Mm-hmm. So where are we at right now? Where are we at? Let's see. We're 26 minutes in.
Yeah.
We've gotten into some good... What else are we getting into?
I mean... Well, okay, before we move too much further, how do y'all think the main and co-main events are going to finish?
We're gonna
since y'all are like... We bet on the same things. We're not putting no wagers.
Right, okay. All right. Yeah, great. You're right. Let's do Watterson and a decision.
Same.
Wow. No wagers, huh?
I see the same thing happening.
We're not doing it.
And then I'm guessing Cerrone. Same outcome?
Cerrone by TKO.
I'm going to say Cerrone by Flash KO. Still no wager, though.
But do y'all see this either way, Cerrone knocks a body out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fair. That's totally fair.
I don't know why I'm making it a thing, but I'm probably going to get 5 guys if he knocks him out.
Kind of want to get some now, actually.
Because I think that might be his last fight. It might be Cerrone's last fight, you know?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
That much investment?
I think he might fight Nick Diaz.
I don't think you're reading into this. That much investment, training, that much time he's putting in. I think he's not ready to be sad. Not ready to be...
Yeah, but he wanted to fight... I think he wanted to fight someone more of legendary status. And Nick Diaz would be it.
I don't think he's going to get what he wants is the problem. That's why I'm pretty sure it's going to be his last. He's not going to give him what he wants.
Nick might respect him enough to fight him.
Do enough people want still respect him enough to want to see that fight?
If he goes in there and steamrolls Alex Moreno or Morono.
All right, you got a point. Well, then, I hope he does because I'd like to see him versus Nick Diaz. That'd be good.
Yeah, that
and
be
I'm
something.
Definitely gonna pick Donald Cerrone. I mean,
oh, for real?
Come on! Like you were just
saying, you're saying you think he should retire,
Nick?
Donald
oh, Donald
Cerrone.
Come on! Probably
so
should.
If you think he should retire, and you think Nick should come back, then
because he's had think about it. Donald Cerrone has he's had a variety of finishes of ways he's been finished.
Yeah,
out cold. TKO'd.
Body TKO.
Pieced out of consciousness, like slowly just put out of.
Nose shattered.
Yeah, you gotta see where it's like, alright. Come on. He's had enough damage for us all.
He also got worked by Nate Diaz.
very true.
So.
But I'm still picking. Still picking him.
Be very interesting.
Because I know it's not going to be... Logically, it can't be top tier Nick Diaz. It can't be fully, you know, it can't... Okay. Can't be. Come on now. Okay. Didn't you say 10 years to me?
Yeah.
10 years.
10 years.
It's a long time to not fight.
To be your, like... close to your most dangerous self, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. And if this is a fight that Donald wants, it's Donald. He's gonna get it. And because it's within a level of athleticism he can compete with, hopefully, most likely.
Yeah, it'd be a big one, though. That'd definitely be a big one.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty...
They might have to do that for 5 rounds. And if they do 5 rounds...
Actually, though, I forgot. He might... have his number emotionally. He might get under his skin. Nick might have him completely wrong. I can see that.
That's how he was with Nate. That's why he lost.
Part remember of he said something about the interview he also about just admitted not going to have that happening again. I won't be letting that affect me in my fights. Yeah. So being so emotionally invested.
But he also admitted that Nate whooped his ass too.
He's the type of guy who's going to admit that. But I'm saying, I'm pretty sure if that's the method that's taken by Nick, which is I'm going to get under his skin a little bit. It's going to work. It's going to work. I'm pretty sure of it. So, but I'd love to see the fight.
Y'all bring up the Diaz brothers. Who you think... Okay, let me phrase it this way. If they fought each other, who you got?
Ah. We kind of begun this talk at one point.
Well, let's continue it then.
Yeah,
we got. Now that we know Nick is coming back, I have to wait to see how Nick is.
That's because we haven't seen him in 2 months. I thought you were going to say that's not fair. But it's crazy because what you have to look at is, all right. So you know, Mar isn't the biggest. He wasn't watching this, so I was about to try and explain something to him. And I was like, I'm not about to. All right, let me not. He's watching this for only a certain level of investment. He doesn't care. But I was explaining it to our mother, of like. The detailed comparison between the two of them on the level of like how I can compare it. It's like they both pretty solid with the jiu-jitsu, but this is my biased opinion. So I'm like, all right, I'm giving the edge jiu-jitsu wise to Nick. I'm giving it to Nick. He's pretty clean. He looks to me from everything that I've seen, he's pretty clean with the jiu-jitsu skills. Boxing skillies, personally, putting it at a tie. The boxing skillies, some cool boxing skillies. But yeah, so I was going through that, and I realized, I was like, I think most people might feel as though, because, you know, from what they've seen more recently with Nate, that Nate is the better brother. You haven't seen Nick in so long, it's easy to kind of, you know, you're a casual, you don't know Nick that well, but I think that might be the case. And I don't think that I lean that way.
It's just been so long, though. That's the question. It's like, can you take that long off? Even if you are taking care of your body, that long off from competition, the sport's completely changed.
Yeah.
Basically, since the last time he fought.
But for fighters like him and Nate, don't you kind of, that's what I keep feeling like, don't you feel like that's good for them? It builds up a lot. And they don't, didn't they start at a young age? I feel like that in a way you don't want it for like rust. But in a way it's like, oh, all the damage you've absorbed.
True. But we know that he was still taking damage though. He was still sparring hard, getting knocked out.
That's why I can't fully try and make that.
So it's not like he
have been just preserving himself.
Yeah, he's still been training.
That's why I guess we, like I said, we just got to see it. We got to see, all right, what level are you at what level are you stepping back in at? I'm excited to see. We didn't mention this, but I feel like it should at least get a little slight mention. Where TJ Dillashaw is stepping back in at. He might be a cheater.
What happened to his fight? Wasn't it supposed to be on this card?
Oh, it was on, then.
I think so.
All right, well. Here I am, not knowing what I'm talking about.
Why not? I thought I saw it, maybe next card?
I thought it was coming up. If I don't know what I'm talking about, allow me to apologize to the viewers here. Because I respect you enough to apologize when my information is incorrect. But if the fight is still coming up, I am excited.
No, I think it's off.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if he does still return then, because I don't know the specifics, I am interested. I was a fan. Might have proven himself to be a cheater, but that immediately makes me intrigued to be like, alright, so what level are you returning at without cheating?
It's always it. Because I feel like if you come back strong anymore, like not cheating, it's like, okay, you know, you've actually got the skillies.
You might want to have a little sympathy because you're like, well, hey, look, he's trying so hard that he's almost matching the level he was at with cheating.
Yeah.
He's almost matching it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I can have some respect.
Right.
But if you're horrible, it almost angers me because I'm like, wow, you completely fooled me. I was duped.
It's like, wow, I thought you were, but you're just swamp water.
Well, like 35, isn't he?
39.
Oh. Didn't know that.
That's not a game changer.
Not having I hope. Yeah. Wasn't aware.
Yeah. Body's old.
Yeah.
Been fighting for a while. Been wrestling for a while.
You should pay attention. You gotta know he does try and stay in some pretty top physical shape.
He does. But top physical shape for a 39-year-old, will be able to compete with top physical shape of a 29-year-old? Yeah.
At least I don't see him getting smoked. And that's what I don't want to see. Don't
with
step
the
back
person
in
who he was fighting, I don't know why the fight is off. I couldn't find it with Corey Sandhagen. I was definitely picking Corey Sandhagen.
Hands down. Wow.
Because of both things. I believe in Corey Sandhagen. I do think he's really good. And I also think Dillashaw is going to be trash when he comes back.
You know Dillashaw, don't you, Nia?
Mm-hmm.
You think he's coming back in? How many years is this? Just to be...
I think it was like two.
Two? Okay. 2 years hiatus. What's the chance you give him coming back in solid? Not off of his game.
Honest. I'd say he'd probably still be decently on his game. Maybe a little bit of rust. You know, I feel like there's going to be some rust there.
Think he gets smoked? Like he... Think he gets slept?
Possibly. I mean...
Well, it's definitely a possibility.
You know, the right fight or the right timing.
It kind of... To me, it's always felt
sleep
like
anybody, you know?
The biggest threat of rust is... you're at a disadvantage of seeing, like, haymaker. Like, shots that are about to take your lights out. Because you're kind of... You weren't at that level of being 100% aware, so me it feels like as soon as I know someone's rusty, I feel like they might get violently KO'd. I know that's exaggerated, but that's what it feels like.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Especially at 39.
Well,
and you.
I'm kind of scared to imagine that, because as I said before I knew she, pretty large fan. A little leftover fandom, don't want to see him get smoked.
See him get fully put away?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully,
because he might be on the road out anyway.
Hopefully, the fight happens.
But the confirmation of when you're on the road out is when you get violently laid out. You know, we're looking at it. Maybe not Reyes yet. Maybe we'll give him one more because we didn't fully say before what? We tell him to stop. How many more violent KOs would you say, Nia?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I don't even know how many he's
talking about
had.
Violent KOs, because there's been a lot this year.
Oh, yeah.
This is a random topic, but we got a little bit of time left. So far, who do you think is in the lead for knockout of the year? Is Conor McGregor posted on under, he commented under Ariel Helwani's tweet about it. And he was like, he said something like, hang tight, you'll see the best one July 10th. He's playing knockout of the year.
Okay.
He's going to get on Dustin.
Okay.
Someone who is very hard to knock out.
He very well could. It just won't. It ain't going to be easy. But he's had full percent confidence that he's going to do it.
But so far, since we can't bet on that just yet, on him getting that knockout.
Well, I haven't moved past it because I just wasn't expecting it, and that's why he forced the respect. Kamaru.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's going to be willing. I don't know if anyone's still, like, hating on him. If then they're going to just slight him on that and be like, oh, it was all right. But that was a hail.
But I think also
a beast of a shot.
It really was beautifully set up, beautifully executed, and knocked out someone who hadn't been knocked out in, like, almost 10 years.
I like that. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not at all. But.
But just as good of a candidate is Rose against Zhang with that kick. That was a beautiful kick.
Yeah.
It was an incredible technique.
Got him? Is that on the list or is that like...
I mean, it would be on my list, yeah.
I was going to say, I think I'm putting that on my list. Like, as much... We're talking on Ngannou versus Stipe. As much as I love Stipe. Because I think as far as
impact... That's how he made you feel, right?
Yeah.
As much as you love Stipe, you're just like, oh, damn.
It's the impact of the knockout. Not just how it happened.
Yeah.
And we're not... We're not even talking about the crazy, foot catch RVD spinning back kick thing.
Was that this year?
Wasn't it?
Did I miss that?
So. That was not this year?
That wasn't this year.
Oh, okay. Well.
But one of the other candidates is Corey Sandhagen versus Frankie Edgar. Mm. Flying knee.
Flying knee.
Yeah.
Of destruction.
Those are always some pretty good attention gainers.
Destructo discs, more like destructo knees.
Mm-hmm. I exploded. Wasn't ready for it. Wasn't at all.
We're at 42 minutes and almost 30
seconds. Looks like we're forgetting another good one. I mean, she's always doing them, so I feel like that one wasn't that impressive, but Amanda Nunes did kind of just go ahead and break down Megan Anderson.
Smitted her.
She smitted her?
Yeah. Triangle.
Oh, okay. All right. I forgot.
But, I think that's a pretty good amount of stuff that we fit into this episode.
Yeah. We,
got a lot in.
You definitely learned a lot about what's going on in the MMA world.
Yeah. It's always nice to be able to do these kinds of episodes because, like, okay, I'm kind of caught up now. Now, if only we didn't have hiatuses, I would stay caught up.
Well, yeah. And throwing you back into the loop allows for, like, when we're going back and forth about our predictions, our thoughts, our opinions, all things like that, we don't always have yours. Now we can have yours, and it's recorded.
Yeah.
The people know your picks.
Yes.
The people know your opinions.
Yes.
How you like it, people?
Let us know
down below.
On social media, even.
Mm-hmm.
Please, just let us know.
Yeah, let us know if Nia's picks are trash. She's a filthy casual.
I actually didn't make any picks for this
If you caught that, she didn't make it.
She didn't make no picks.
But if you're just that angry, you're just the vibe she's giving you, like, her picks aren't good.
Yeah, you can just...
I can tell that whatever her picks are, I don't like them.
Because she's a filthy casual.
You can tell me that my lack of picks is terrible. The fact that I have picked no one, that offends you, let us know. Social media.
Share it. That's all we ask. You're completely entitled to your feelings.
Honestly, you can even at me.
Mm-hmm.
NiaHope96 on Twitter.
But now you're walking down a road of, hey, will you throw hands about it? You want to throw hands about it? Are you that passionate about your feelings?
I'm not.
Comment down below and let us know your feelings.
I know for me, I'm not going to throw hands with some rando from the internet. It's not worth my time. I have other things to be doing than throwing hands with randos.
Kind of feels like, with the level of entertainment that we're giving, people are going to be wondering where they can get more of it. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Levels that we're handing out. Where can they get more of this specifically? Of us talking about the things they want to hear. Where would you say they could find that? Yeah, why don't you tell them?
get it at the website called painfullytight.com.
There's a site?
It's not .com. And I don't know if the site's up right now. Dang. I got to do some...
That's crazy.
I got to do some behind-the-scenes type stuff.
They could also get it on YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. Got to update it a little bit on YouTube right now. But
so the YouTube Anchor, is yes. actually... like, okay.
So I've been having problems uploading the YouTube.
Right, all right, we'll stay up with our content on Twitter. We'll always let you know what's happening.
We're always on Anchor.
Always on Anchor, absolutely.
Always on Anchor.
Always.
This should be like, so actually, I have to let you guys know Anchor just became, like,
what?
Spotify is still up.
Yeah. Spotify is still going.
iTunes is still good.
iTunes
is still good. You can find us on iTunes.
Find us on iTunes.
Which is the moral of the story.
You can find us on Twitter.
At Painfully Tight. If nothing else, you could just come talk directly to us.
Oh, you're going to find us.
You're going to find us. Especially me. I'm always lurking.
We're serious about it. We actually, it's kind of weird. We joke in the podcast. We're very serious outside. About our streamership, about the business side of things, we're quite serious. You wouldn't expect us to be the way we are.
You'd probably expect
it. You'd see it coming.
Yeah.
Why don't we tag them in so they can really figure out where to find it individually. Maybe they only like one of us. Maybe they only like you, and they're tolerating me and Nia. Like, all right.
Or maybe they're just like, oh, I don't know Nia. Who is this Nia that you speak of?
Do y'all mind not having her anymore? Can we do more episodes with less Nia?
Or can we have more episodes with more Nia?
Maybe that's what you're asking for.
Yeah, that's probably the better option.
Yeah.
More episodes.
I don't know her, so I would like
more episodes.
More episodes, less hiatuses, please.
So then let's do it that way. We might normally start with Painfully Tight. Let's start with you, because you're not normally here.
All right.
Where do they find
you? How do they stalk? Sure. You can find me, like I said, on Twitter, at NiaHope96. Nia, like the last three letters of California. Mm-hmm. If you can't spell California right, Google is going to be your best friend. Hope, like, I hope you're really enjoying this special Cinco de Mayo podcast.
Even though you won't be listening to it on Cinco de Mayo.
But we're enjoying it on Cinco de Mayo because it's today. So.
And if you really love us, you might pop open a beer while you listen to it just to feel.
Yeah.
Feel included.
Yeah.
Feel
included. Just vibe with us. Have a beer. Vibe. Go for it. But yeah, my Twitter, NiaHope96. Mm-hmm. My Instagram, I just changed it. So it's going to be lil_knees, but the E's are threes. So it's N33Z. Lil Knees on Instagram.
There you go.
I said that's all I really got right now.
Okay, all right, cool. But we know how to find you.
Yeah, you can find me. And if you can find me on those spots, you'll be able to find me on the rest of the spots I end up on.
Now, you want to find me? Well, one, I can't blame you. Can't, you know.
It's very
demand.
Yeah. You're probably searching for a while. You're getting desperate. You're probably tuned to this episode. Like, all right, he's got to say something. You got to give him some type of clue.
Podcast host and fire bars?
I'll go ahead and let you know. Go ahead and download the SoundCloud app if you don't have it, because that's the first place you're going to want to look for me at. That's the most interesting place to find me. Go ahead and type in BLACC. _CA$H. That's a black cash. And stay on it though, because May 18th, Tots tracks out the safe. Be ready for it.
That's not very far away.
No, it's not. It's not
coming up soon.
We're doing it real good this time. Do the advertisement leading up. Make you real ready. You're probably going to listen to it with your clothes off because you don't know what to do. You've been just waiting for it so long. You forgot what you were supposed to do when new music came out, so you just took all your clothes off. That's what you're going to do. Besides that, go ahead and be ready for the music. Find me on Twitter. Also Black Cash, BLACC_CASH. Not the dollar sign on that one. So, there you go. Yeah, that's me. That's me. What about you over here?
Me? I have a lot of nicknames. I just want to make sure we remember that as we close this out. I got a lot of nicknames. So you can choose from many different ones, whichever of your preference.
That's how you prefer us to leave it. Since there's so many, you pick them.
And so, with that being said, my Twitter name is @TheLoveDoctor. you won't find me on Twitter. Talk some shit. Whatever. That's where I be.
Debate?
Nah.
Not gonna do that. Don't have the energy for it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to set you up.
Can't read that fast.
Links will be in can't the description read fast for all to our do a socials. Twitter debate.
Sorry. Your opinions will be wasted on me. Don't even send them. I'm not gonna read it.
Don't even do it. Don't do
but
it.
That, but if you were time. Gonna send it, that's the one you would send it to.
Well, just know that if it was any one of our socials that you're gonna go on to argue about stuff, it'd probably be his. That's the one you're gonna want to go for.
If you say something funny, I will like it.
Well, there you go. And also, commonly, what he does is, without giving away, you know, too much, what he likes to operate around is lurking. He lurks. That's how he sets it up. I'm going to lurk through things. Mm-hmm. Me, my technique is, I promote. But I feel like we touched the bases, right? Everyone knows, we already said the painfully tight socials. We already wrapped up.
Yeah. And if we haven't, it's painfully tight.
Yeah.
That's it.
You haven't gone on by now.
Instagram, Twitter, painfully tight.
Point. Yeah. You haven't gone on by now. Playing. I might be a little bit disappointed. But regardless, that's the so. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a sing out. You can end it whenever you want. I'll just sing our way out. All right.
All right.
Well, I'm just going to. We love you. It's Cinco de Mayo. Woo! We love you all the way to Ohio. Woo! Cinco de Mayo, y'all. We love you. And we always will. For always and ever.